This is Bigger Pockets Daily, and I'm your host, Tyler. If you're ready to learn about real estate investing and you're short on time, what do you say we jump right in? Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
Meet Rent App, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, Rent App uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. Rent App setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say Rent App is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. Rent App, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. The 10-Step Guide for Hiring Your Very First Team Member by Elizabeth Faircloth. I can remember when we took that plunge about 5 years ago. At the time, we had 30 units, which was a mix between commercial, small multifamily, and single-family homes. I was working with my husband full-time in our business. One of my roles in our business was to do the bookkeeping. This was not one of my strong suits. Honestly, this was not something I enjoyed doing, nor was I good at it. We don't think we were at the point we could afford to really hire someone. However, we knew we needed to do something differently. We also knew that our vision was to build a business beyond just the two of us. Luckily, in addition to our real estate investing work, I have been a consultant helping small and large businesses with the people side of their business. Everything from hiring new employees to team development to leadership training. So we decided to take the plunge back in 2010 to hire our first person part-time. So here was the process we used. I hope it helps you. The 10-step guide for hiring your very first team member. Here we go. Step number one, figure out the financials. My husband and I knew we wanted to hire a part-time bookkeeper, but we weren't sure how we were going to make that work financially. Instead of saying, we can't afford someone, we instead asked ourselves, how can we afford someone? We sat down and took a deep dive on our financials and found some cash flow that we could put towards paying someone. It was tight, but we were also firm believers that this person was going to free us both up and therefore give us time to grow our business. That's exactly what happened. By taking duties off both of our plates, it allowed us to ramp up our business and bring in more deals. Step number two, clarify duties and responsibilities of role. Before you go on a wild goose chase, oh, those are always fun, looking for someone, it's imperative to become very clear, on paper, what duties and responsibilities you want this person to accomplish. If it's just been you doing everything, or you and a partner, chances are you might not have much written down. That's why it's really important to write down what would be ideal for this person to do. Be as specific as possible. That way, everyone is clear on duties and there's no gray area. I also want to add that we started with a part-time bookkeeper that was turned into a full-time position over the years. However, it was so helpful to start with someone part-time, it allowed both of us to grow together. Step number 3, clarify the behavioral requirements of the role. This is probably one of the most important yet overlooked steps of this process. Most of you are probably saying, "What is a behavioral requirement? I just want someone who is not crazy." Yes, we all want sane people working for us. However, when I say behavioral requirements, I am referring to the personality traits you're looking for. Most people stop at duties and responsibilities. However, if you want to build a diverse and powerful team, you need different personality styles on your team as well. For example, for a bookkeeper, we wanted to find someone who was very detail-oriented. That's a pretty obvious one, of course. And additionally, both my husband and I can tend to be too nice at times. So when it came to rent collection early on in our investing career, we would buy the excuses and feel bad for people in their situations. However, we were very clear that we wanted our part-time bookkeeper to be a bit tougher than us. We looked for a more task-focused person who did not take things personally. Step number 4, write a job description. The purpose of the job description is that you are clear on everything this person should be responsible for before searching for someone. It doesn't have to be fancy or anything, just something simple that pulls together what you brainstormed during step number 2. Okay, the other critical part of a job description is to include what results this person is responsible for. Not just activities and duties, but actually results. For example, in the rental business, keeping delinquencies under 10% is an effective result to add to our bookkeeper's job description. Step number 5, write a job ad. The job ad is what you will use to post to online services to market the job opportunity. You can also send the job ad to your contacts and people in your network. The key to writing a powerful job ad is to be unique and different. If you Google sample job ads, there are quite a bit of boring job ads out there. You want to include the behavior requirements you're looking for, the duties, and also a bit about you and your company. People want to join a team that is growing and exciting to be a part of. Step number 6, reach out to the appropriate people. You can search for people through many online outlets. We found some great people on Craigslist even. I would also encourage you to use your network. When you're out there networking with others, share what you're up to and how you're looking for someone. You never know who knows who. Or whom? I would also encourage you to meet with your local Department of Labor office. They have some great programs to help folks get back to work. They also have some programs that actually reimburse you, the employer, if you employ someone unemployed. We've had terrific success with our local Department of Labor. It's pretty cool. Step number 7, phone screen. Once you begin to get interest, you want to reach out to candidates via phone. Come up with a few questions that are musts for the role and ask them via a phone screen. If they pass the phone screen, then you can set up an interview for them. I would highly recommend this step. That way, you don't waste your time with in-person interviews with people who wouldn't have passed the first step. Step number 8, interview. Okay, here we go. The most important thing to do in an interview is to be prepared. You want to have a set of questions ahead of time that you can ask this person. Got to be careful about what questions you can ask, though. However, we tend to ask questions not just about their experience, but also about their goals and aspirations. You also want to ask questions about their past experience. Anyone can tell you that they can do a job. However, it's more important to ask about past experience and behavior. That way, you can assess whether the person will be a good fit for the job, as well as for working with you personally. Step number 9, choose the right person. I would highly recommend that you have someone else that you trust and respect also interview the person. You might really like them, but they may not be able to do the job well for you. It's helpful to have another sounding board in the process. Also, don't forget to ask for and call their references. Step number 10, train. So you hired your first team member. Congrats! Now comes the hard part. You have to train them and set them up for success. You want to train them in everything that they are going to be held responsible for. Unfortunately, most small businesses that hire their first person throw them in on the first day. Don't do this. You must train them and support them as they become familiar with you and your business. When training someone, it's helpful to review things verbally with people, but it's also helpful to have a lot of what they are doing and resources for them to use in writing. Everyone learns differently. So I hope this step-by-step process was helpful to all the investors that are looking to take the plunge, so to speak, to hire your first person to join your amazing team. Thanks for checking out this episode of Bigger Pockets Daily. Remember, every Thursday there's a new episode of the Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast. And they drop an episode each Sunday, too. Twice a week. Sheesh. Slackers. But seriously, check out Brandon and David's show. You can search for it on your podcast app or go to biggerpockets.com/podcast. Meanwhile, I'll meet you back here tomorrow.